This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tuesday before the 148th Open Championship, Northern Ireland, Royal Portrush. It's 9:20 at night there, which means Nota Begay's probably got a pint in his hand somewhere, although he could drink at 9:20 in the morning there,
That's true. It's encouraged.
He's ready to roll. Nota's out there. Golf Channel, good to us here at Tiki and Tierney. Carves out time, always checks in for the big events. Nota, welcome back, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And if you're going to have a pint in Northern Ireland, it's going to be a pint of Guinness for sure.
I hear you.
It has to be, right?
I'm not a big Guinness guy. I'm Irish. I don't like Guinness. Too thick.
Nota, tell us this, because I went over there, I don't know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago for some tech conference, and I took a tour of the Guinness factory. And I went to the Guinness factory. They poured it like fresh, like right after they had tapped it, and it was cold. It was delicious. Does it taste better from directly there in Ireland, or is it?
I'm 100% in line with you, man.
I think it's the case, man.
I did that. I connected it in a flight through Ireland and went up to the bar and had a cold Guinness poured out of the tap, and it tasted way different than the ones that I get back in the States. I don't know. Maybe they save the good stuff for the hometown.
No, I think they definitely do. So, BT, you got to go to Ireland. Go back to your home.
Yeah, half my
home. Half your home.
So let me ask you this. I'll tell you, I'm sure Phil's not pounding many pints. He's not pounding anything except basically coffee beans. I think he might be sniffing them at this point because he's not eating anything. Phil Mickelson, as you well know, has lost 15 pounds in 6 days. This elaborate fast, which he chronicled on social media. Yeah, I mean, great if you want to look better in a suit. Is it good if you want to pound the golf ball 330 yards and walk, 4 days at Royal Portrush? Is that a dangerous move for a golfer to lose that much weight that fast?
I think it's a dangerous move to lose that much weight that fast for anybody. I certainly wouldn't advise it, but I know Phil's very meticulous about his, newfound interest in nutrition. So I think it was just maybe a little bit more than normal. I'm sure he didn't go into it trying to lose 15 pounds, but Phil's looking for something. Look, he won the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Since then, he's missed 6 cuts. He's played 32 rounds. He shot 18 of 32 rounds over par and needs to find something. If it's, drinking coffee and not eating for 6 days, maybe that could be the key. He's just looking for something to kickstart the back part of this year, because he's still in contention for a President's Cup spot if he manages to play well over the last part of this season. And I know he desperately wants to be on that team that heads down to Australia in December to defend the President's Cup. So a lot on the line for him, and I just think he's, again, what Phil does best is just sort of look for unique and innovative ways to stay interested.
Okay. Talking to Nota Begay, who is out there in Northern Ireland, Royal Portrush, the scene. And by the way, does work for the Golf Channel, former player, good buddies with Tiger. We'll get to Tiger clearly. We'll get a rundown of the course. But the Golf Channel watch golf film Short the North, which is a tribute to Northern Ireland and the prominent role in the popular Game of Thrones series here. So Golf Channel puts out incredible work, and this seems to be another little piece of the pie here. Golf Channel, just give us a brief summation. I know I read what it's about, but have you seen it? Is it really awesome? How does it strike you?
Well, I think what really impresses me about all of the Golf Channel original productions is the historical accuracy and the just amount of knowledge that the network has with regard to the sport that we cover. I mean, we're certainly the best when it comes to covering the biggest tournaments, which is why we continually perform well against, some of the bigger networks leading up to some of the biggest events. And it's reflective in pieces like this because we're able to dive 2 and 3 layers deeper to pull out, different elements of the story that sort of bring it into better clarity for the viewer, and not only give it context with regard to the game of golf as a sport, but also the game of golf and its history and tradition.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Obviously, everybody was obsessed with the Game of Thrones finale that happened earlier this year. All right, so let's get to golf. Tell us about Royal Portrush, Noda, because we know nothing about it. We haven't seen it. We can't visualize it. What are we going to, as viewers, going to witness when we watch this tournament starting on Thursday?
Well, I think what viewers are going to see is just a textbook definition of Lynx golf. And provided there's not a huge amount of rain that comes through over the weekend, you're going to see some firm and fast conditions. You're going to see players using a variety of clubs, from three woods and hybrids to L wedges and sand wedges around the greens and everything in between, because if it's anything like Tiger's practice round yesterday, he took three balls from the same location, hit one with a 60-degree wedge, hit one with an 8-iron, and then hit the other with his putter. They all ended up within about 8 feet of the hole. And so it just tells you that there's a lot of options. And with a lot of options comes a lot of creativity. So look for players that can maintain their focus as far as discipline off the tee, get the ball in play, stay out of the high stuff. Walking the golf course today, there's the heather, which is the tallest rough here, is growing well above the knee, and in a lot of places it's only about 8 to 10 yards off the fairway. So
getting the
ball in play and being able to deal with all the inclement conditions, because there's going to be some bad weather this week.
Is it going to be more or less windy, or on par with Open Championships here? I know it's a little hard to predict exactly, but is the course obscured a bit from wind, or is it fully open?
No, it's fully open.
Okay.
It's right on the water, and it's beautiful. A lot of crosswinds if you get the trade winds at specific parts of the day. So that is going to require two things. It's going to require you and your caddy to work through your numbers and club selection very clearly, and then commit and hit solid golf shots. Otherwise, in this heavy coastal wind, it just wreaks havoc on balls that just aren't hit solid and knocks them out of the ground or makes them do funny things. And that's when you see some of these players, on side hill lies, one foot above the other, hitting out of rough that's, growing up to their chest. So
that's crazy.
We will see some of that, I promise.
Okay, good. Yeah. We want to.
I'm looking at some of the...
It's fun to watch. It's not fun to be there, I can tell you that for sure, but it's fun to watch.
I'm looking at some of these bunkers just online, and it's like at least... It's at least twice his size.
I may as well bring a bed in there. I'd be there for a week. I would never get out if I didn't, unless I cheated, of course, which I probably would, just to get out of it.
Nobody's looking. It doesn't count, right?
Exactly.
It looks pretty from a distance.
Toss it out.
the caddy player relationship, as you just chronicled, is paramount at an event like this, which obviously sets up Brooks Koepka, who has got the unique situation that his caddy is actually a member at Royal Portrush. So in terms of intel, which he was not willing to share with your buddy Tiger, which Deke and I got to laugh at.
I heard about that earlier today, and I got a little bit of a chuckle. But, I kind of like it. Brooks wants to keep all the intel to himself. I mean, I think Tiger will get a chuckle and appreciate that himself. But Ricky Elliott, when asked, has basically said that he's probably gone around this venue at least 1,000 times. So where that really comes into play is if you get winds that come out from a slightly different direction than what players prepare for.
Okay.
And in those cases, because he's got such a good relationship with Brooks, and because he knows his game so well, and because they've had success in these types of big tournaments, he's going to be able to help him navigate through all of that decision-making and come to a pretty confident understanding of what club needs to be hit. And that's a huge advantage.
It's a big one, no question. Noda Begay's with us here. Noda, of course, from the Golf Channel. Terrific analyst, always cutting out time for Tiki and Tierney. He's out in Northern Ireland. It's now about 9:30 at night. Royal Portrush. Get back to Tiger for a second. Obviously referenced how we reached out to Brooks, and Brooks said, no, actually didn't say anything. He just left them hanging, which is hysterical. And I love the competitive mindset. That's good. But, you know, I've said, and I believe this to be true, you're actually best friends with him, so you can answer this. I believe that Tiger, for the first time in his life, golf-wise, became content. And because he scaled a mountain that, quite frankly, he never thought he'd get to, even if he hoped, he never really believed he'd win when he had all those fusions and he was picked up on the side of the road and the DWI and the pills, and his life was in shambles. And there's nothing wrong with this, by the way. I believe Tiger is content and is right now not necessarily ready to win this tournament. Your thoughts?
I wouldn't necessarily say content. I think he's appreciative and is sort of expressing his own appreciation and enjoying it for once. You know, one of the most interesting stories that I have from my relationship with him is that I played in 2000 PGA Championship at Valhalla, in which Tiger beat Bob May in that playoff.
Oh, is that the one when Sergio skipped up the fairway? That's the one, right?
No, that was at Medina.
Oh, gotcha.
In 2012, Tiger made that six-footer down the hill to get into the playoff with Bob May. Well, I finished eighth that week. It was my best ever finish in a major championship, and I was watching the playoff in the locker room on the TV and hearing the crowds roar outside, and Tiger went on to win. And I was going on to the next event on our schedule, and Tiger headed home, and I called him the very next day. It was probably about 9 or 10 in the morning. I was at the airport headed to my next tournament, and I asked him what he was doing, and he said he was out practicing.
Wow.
And not taking any time to sort of take it in and enjoy it, but he went out and was working on winning the next one, which he did.
Of course he did.
Because he went on to win the Masters the following year and complete the Tiger Slam. But that's just the type of drive that he had. Now, the two things that are, you know, don't really sort of fit in now is he can't have that drive because his body can't sustain it anymore. But I also think he's in a better place. He's in a better place as a person, as a father, as a friend, and has really gone through a transformation through all of these personal challenges that he's had, both on the golf course and off the golf course. And you're seeing just a guy that's a lot more open. He's a lot more media friendly, and he's playing practice rounds with guys like Ricky Fowler and Dustin Johnson, and he's doing that in Jupiter as well, which wasn't really something he ever did. And I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him to see, you know, I'd love to see him play well, but I'm also happy that he's taken a little bit of time to look back and really appreciate everything that went into this last major win.
Yeah. Nota, one more before we let you go. Rory is obviously an Irish, and so he's played this course. Is there any advantage to having done this, played this course before?
Absolutely. This course it can be diabolical. And you're going to see some high scores from some pretty good players. But, you know, I just wouldn't put Rory as the co-favorite. I know he is in Vegas, along with Brooks, but he just historically doesn't play links golf very well. And, you know, when he won the Open Championship, there wasn't a ton of wins. He was able to sort of hit his normal higher ball flight, take advantage of his length, and he was playing some of the best golf of anybody in the world at the time.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of expectation, a lot of pressure being, you know, he grew up very near here.
Yeah.
And
well, how does he not play well there? You don't know, how does he not play links golf well?
He just doesn't. I mean,
you know what I mean?
It's like weird.
Idolizing Tiger. He's modeled his game after Tiger.
And
he hits it high, hits it far, and prefers to play, you know, sort of the American game.
Yeah, bomber golf.
So he's going to have to modify that and, you know, maybe catch a week where there's not so much wind as normal, which is probably not going to happen.
Listen, Nota, have a great time. Go get that second pint. just send it to Tiki's room. Tiki will take care of it for us. And
I'm going to send you guys the bill.
Yeah.
Tiki, please. No, you said it. Just send it to Tiki. Tiki's got you. Nota's out there. Good stuff.
Have fun in Northern
Ireland. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much. There you go. The Golf Channel, again, watch Golf Film Short, The North, which is a tribute to Northern Ireland. So do I. That looks very good. an homage to Northern Ireland and its role in the Game of Thrones, a tribute to the Open's return to Northern Ireland and its proximity to the numerous and iconic set locations for the popular HBO series. NBC Sports will incorporate a handful of content elements that highlight the intersection of golf's original championship with visuals synonymous with Game of Thrones. Interesting.
Cool. And they're going to
interesting
have,
project.
And they're going to have bunker cams for this week.
Oh, I love it. The frustration.
There's going to be a lot of guys.
The hosel hits. Yeah. Trickles right back down to your feet. I love it. Struggle time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.